I think it was good for us. I think last year, like you say, we came out and, you know, we threw a lot out in preseason. You know, just to get guys a feel for the way he was going to, you know, be calling games. But I think, you know, this being year two in the system, we've seen a lot of what he's called, his different packages or whatever. And so this year, you don't necessarily have to do it in preseason. You know, you can scale back a little bit, do some base defensive coverages, and then, you know, once the season starts, you know, really put the pedal to the metal. So I think it's good.
Sense of apprehension, very few practices, if any, where the expected 11 are out there, but there's just so many guys here at this time.
You know, that's the way the season goes. You know, at some point during the season, you know, somebody's going to go down who's a part of that first 11, and somebody's going to have to step up and play football for us and make some plays. So, I mean, I guess it's good in a way. You get guys in there who get actual time, playing time in there with whatever group they're in with. So when it comes time to, you know, for regular season and they have to go in, you know, they have some experience in there playing with the guys that are out there. So I guess you could say it's a gift and a curse, really.
Charles, what is the mindset, comfort level, safety net that you have with this offense, knowing that if you can't shut somebody down, if you are in a shootout situation? I think Aaron said he talked to some of the guys on the sideline the other night.
Yeah.
We're going to score points. So the offense that you have, you know, you guys can afford a few mistakes here and there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't look at it like that. I mean, it feels good. I love to play on a team with a high-powered offense. But at some point, you know, during the season, you know, they're going to need us to step up and play a good football, get off the field, make plays or whatever. So I don't like going in, you know, with the mindset that we have a safety net in our offense. You know, we got a lot of corrections we have to make. You know, a lot of guys are going to have to step up and play this year. We had a lot of guys hurt, you know, as we just mentioned. So there's going to have to be a lot of guys that come in and play for this defense and who are going to have to make plays and really, you know their assignments, know what they're supposed to do, and not come into a game expecting our offense to just bail us out every Sunday, because that's just not going to happen.
Do you feel confident? I mean, you could go in with three rookies contributing pretty heavily, Morgan, obviously, and then maybe Sam, and now Frank's playing a lot.
We don't have a choice, you know. That's what we got. And so if those three guys are out there, so be it. And they're going to have to be ready. And you know, we'll as a team, coaching staff, and myself, and, you know, Nick, you know, he's young, but him being one of the veterans, then, you know, we got to pull the guys along and make sure that they're ready come the opener, because they're not going to care, you know, that there's three rookies out there. So it is what it is. Every year you hear about us being the youngest team. So, you know, you get tired of hearing it, but, you know, that's what we got.